SAT score, how much weight to give it when studying, whether anyone reads it, and how to write it in a way that knocks the socks off of the admissions committee at the law schools you want to get into. Ready to start? Okay, let's do this thing. We're pumped! You should be too. So what is the LSAT? Why do you have to take it? And what does it have to do with law? Well, the LSAT was created by the Law School Admissions Council, or LSAC, as a kind of SAT analog for law schools. Law schools wanted some objective criteria other than your GPA that might help them know who would do well in law school. And overall, law schools have pretty much bought into the LSAT as a way to help them decide who to admit. And that's a good thing. Would you want them to decide admission based on GPA alone? Okay, maybe some of you would, but not most of us. In theory, the LSAT tests reasoning skills that all lawyers must have. In reality, you'll hear lawyers and professors alike debating just how necessary those skills are for later law practice. But what you won't hear is lawyers debating whether or not it's important to do well on the LSAT. So regardless of whether the LSAT's brand of reasoning proves useful to you later in life, right now you've got to do those questions and do them well in order to rock the LSAT and actually get into a law school. By the by, in case you weren't paying attention when we broke down the test sections a minute ago, or in case your undergrad professors weren't nice enough to tell you ahead of time, the LSAT doesn't test on your knowledge of law. And honestly, some people cram on law before taking the LSAT. Please don't make that mistake.